This is VOA News via remote. I'm Lisa Elka. Thousands arrested after mass protests in Russia. And now Russian police have arrested more than 4,000 people as supporters of the jailed Kremlin opposition leader Alexei Navalny demand his release from jail. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
Russian authorities had mounted a massive effort to suppress demonstrations after tens of thousands rallied across the country last weekend. Yet despite threats of jail, online warnings and tight police cordons, the protests again engulfed many cities. Anti-corruption investigator Navalny is Putin's best-known critic. He was arrested earlier this month after returning from Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Russian authorities have denied this. The United States has urged Russia to release Navalny and criticized the crackdown on protests. I'm Sassert.
A huge explosion happened near a popular hotel in the Somali capital Mogadishu Sunday, which say the car bomb was near Hotel Afrique, located in the vicinity of a busy security checkpoint en route to the Mogadishu airport. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Police say Al-Shabaab members stormed the hotel, but that most of the people inside were rescued, including Somalia's former state minister for defense. VOA reporter Abdikafi Yusuf Aden was also inside the hotel at the time and survived. Aden said people ran for their lives and hid. He also said he saw at least three people injured. A World Health Organization-led team of experts investigating the origins of the coronavirus visited the wet market at the center of the pandemic Sunday. This is VOA News. A car bomb exploded in northern Aleppo, leaving at least five people dead and more than 25 injured, according to Syria's Al-Watan newspaper Sunday. State news agency Sana reported the bombing in the city of Azaz, but did not say how many people had been killed or injured. Turkey, which is allied with some rebel groups opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, is in control of the area where the explosion happened. A separate suicide car bombing at a checkpoint manned by the Turkish-backed Free Syrian Army in the Bazaa area, also in northern Aleppo, killed six FSA members and injured four, according to FSA sources. With a little more than a week to go before former President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial, there's a major shakeup on his defense team. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Two people familiar with the situation tell the Associated Press the defections include Trump's two lead impeachment lawyers and two former federal prosecutors from South Carolina. The reason? A difference of opinion on what the defense should be. One person tells AP Trump wants to repeat the same allegations of election fraud that have been refuted by election officials of both parties and his own Justice Department, but that he used to stir up a crowd of supporters on January 6th, who then marched to the Capitol and stormed it. Other Republicans have made a simpler case, questioning the constitutionality of the impeachment because he's no longer in office. Trump's set to stay in trial in the Senate the week of February 8th. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An Israeli official said Sunday the nation could begin overcoming the COVID-19 crisis after fully vaccinating a third of its population. Launching what has become the world's fastest vaccine rollout on December 19th, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu set protecting Israel's most vulnerable residents as the benchmark for a possible reopening of the economy in February. But a projected mid-January turnaround in curbing the spread of the illness did not happen. Despite a third national lockdown, cases and deaths have surged among the part of the population that has not yet been vaccinated. Officials blame this on the highly contagious foreign variants of the coronavirus. Italian politician Matteo Renzi said he would like to see the former European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi become prime minister. Reuters reports a party source spoke about Renzi, who triggered Italy's political crisis this month by pulling his Italia Viva party out of the ruling coalition. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.